I thought just
What?
one more actually no,
What?
I'm gonna save it for the intro. I'm gonna save it for the intro.
Wow, Walker, save it for the intro, okay? Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Football Absurdity Podcast. My name is Jeff Crisco. Here with my co-host Walker Kelly and Mike Valverde. Walker, how's it going?
Pretty good. I saw a tweet today that said, what if an Italian man was Portuguese? And it made me think of Jeff, because Jeff is what if a Slovak man, Slovak man was Portuguese?
That's right. I'm both, baby.
And oh, I just find that so funny.
What if an Italian man was Portuguese?
That was the tweet, yeah. What if Slovakian man was Portuguese?
I think it would go a little something like this. I'm not going to do it. Mamma mia.
Mamma mia, caipirinha.
We go to the Holy Ghost. And we eat the tramucha. There we go. That's for all my Portuguese out there. Let's go, baby. All right. Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing good. The Yankees are losing to the Dodgers right now, but outside of that, I'm doing pretty good.
I got excited the Yankees were losing, and then I remembered who they were playing, and I was like, son of a beach.
Yeah, exactly.
Unfortunately, go Dodgers.
Yeah,
in my opinion.
No. Everybody was talking about the game. I was like, is there any way that just Shohei Ohtani could get a ring? Like, just him.
They send him out there. He pitches every game.
Yeah, I'd be down for that if just Shohei got a ring. But the rest of the Dodgers, you could take him. I could take him or leave him. Personally, I'd leave him.
Yeah, I can understand that, being that you are a fan of their rival.
Oh, yes, I am. All righty. Let's talk about, speaking of teams that I'm fans of their rival, let's go. Los Angeles Rams, baby. That is called a transition.
Pretty good.
They win 30-20, zero controversies in this game. No weird things happened at the very end. Rams are now 3-4. Vikings are now 5-2. Of course, the story of the game, the first 58 minutes of the game was Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua were all the way back, baby. But let's start with, do we really need to talk about the play at the end? It's a missed call. That's not exciting to talk about.
It was a face mask, and they did not call it. Okay. I mean, the Vikings were almost assuredly going to lose anyway. But, yes, they were robbed of an opportunity, however slim, to tie the game.
Exactly. That's exactly how I feel about it, too. It was like, to bring it back to the San Francisco Giants. Mike, do you remember the Wilmer Flores check swing in the last playoff series against the Dodgers?
Against the Dodgers, yeah. When he barely got the bat off his shoulders and they called it a full swing,
yeah.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, the Giants probably were not going to win that series, but they were robbed of the opportunity to do so. So that's exactly how I feel about it. But, I mean, you're in the shadow of your own goal line with like a minute and a half to go.
No timeouts.
You're probably not winning. And you have to do the 2-point conversion just to tie.
Well, their quarterback also is, he has a rampant bozo gene. I mean, he's playing well largely right now, but the bozo never goes away.
Oh yeah, no, the bozo only goes dormant.
Yeah, that's
it's
correct.
Like herpes. It only goes into remission. It never goes away.
That's right.
All right, you heard it here first, though. Sam Darnold. Football herpes.
Also mononucleosis.
That's true. Out indefinitely. Actually, that's Dante Johnson, a cornerback who just kept popping up like for like six games every year for like 10 seasons. He was always on the Niners, the Seahawks, or the Steelers. He just kept popping up forever. I was like, nice. What are you doing?
I love a guy who has like a handshake agreement with multiple teams at the same time.
Yeah, he's like, you need me? I'm coming. So, all right.
I'm only going to three teams, and they're always like, hey, man, when somebody gets hurt, we'll pick you up.
Yeah, you already know this guy has three playbooks in his head, and he just goes and gets them whenever he gets that contract. So let's talk about this game a little bit. Obviously, the biggest story was Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp coming back. Puka Nacua probably was a good idea to start him, I would say.
Yep. That's correct, yeah.
Mike, what do you think? Good idea to start Puka?
Oh, well, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he played 57% of snaps, 9 targets, 7 catches, 106 yards, 2 rushes for 5 yards when they were trying to run out the clock. That's the one where I was like, oh, he's definitely not hurt because they gave him a sweep.
Yeah, they wouldn't be doing that dumb shit with him if he was still hurt.
Yeah, so Puka Nacua, every week starter. If you were smart enough to start him, you were not me. If you were desperate enough to start him, that's me, baby. Let's go. I benched Keon Coleman for Puka Nacua.
I had Atwell in my SFB lineup, so I had to get Puka in there.
Yeah. So Puka, really nothing to talk about. He's healthy.
You play him.
Cooper Kupp, 5 for 51 and a touchdown. Same deal. He's healthy. You play him.
Absolutely.
I have to agree.
Kyren did Kyren things. DeMarcus Robinson, 2 catches for 35 yards. Both touchdowns. This is the role he thrived in last year, where everybody was paying too much attention to Puka, Kupp, and Kyren, and then he was kind of left by the wayside.
Yeah, he's their version of like a Tim Patrick, Josh Reynolds type guy. He'll have
shot.
Hold on. they use him that way where it's like he's gonna get 3 catches, two or 3 catches a game. It's just every once in a while he'll get 2 touchdowns in the game as well.
Yeah.
So he's just, you can't ever play him. He's a decent guy to have on a best ball roster, but you can't play him and start in lineup leagues.
No, I don't think so. Mike, kind of feel the same way about DeMarcus Robinson?
Yeah, I mean, the only way he's relevant is because he scored 2 touchdowns, and obviously touchdowns is something you can't count out, no matter how great the ball player is, and DeMarcus Robinson isn't so great. So, I completely avoid him.
All right, so best ball guy only. So the only thing worth talking about, I think, on the Rams side, other than welcome back, Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp, is Matthew Stafford. So 279 passing yards, 4 touchdowns and a pick. 26 fantasy points is more than he's had in more than twice as much as he's had in every game this season, except for one. He's 16-7, 13-6, 13-5 were his fantasy points. So I bet he's pretty happy to have those two guys back. And I just want to point out, I was talking about it before the season. We kind of started to get a little bit excited about Stafford, where in the weeks where he had all of his weapons being Kupp, Puka, and Kyren Williams, obviously he's not going to have hate crime Higbee this year. He was quarterback 10 in those weeks. So I think with the Seattle matchup next week, he's definitely in the smash him into your lineup discussion next week. Especially given that this Minnesota defense was good up until they played the Lions, Walker.
And Lions Walker, hangover.
Yeah. Walker. It's called, what did the guy on Twitter said it was, the Honolulu flu?
Yeah, the Honolulu flu. Yep.
Yeah, that's perfect. I will be picking against whatever team played the Lions the week before for the rest of the season. So
I've been doing it all season, and I've been right every time. It's the only thing in Pick'em I've been doing correctly.
Walker undefeated in Lions plus one matchup. So Walker's question was about TJ Hockenson, but let's talk about the Vikings really quick. Sam Darnold, Walker's at it, Bozo Jean, but he's currently QB2 on the week, so that is good. I will make that joke every single Thursday. Yeah. Justin Jefferson did Justin Jefferson things. Aaron Jones, 19 for 58, 2 for 37 through the air. Are we worried, or are we just like, yeah, this is what he does?
I'm not worried because he had, out of 48 running back snaps, he had 46 of them.
Is that a lot?
he's the only guy they trust.
Yeah. Mike, what do you think? Are we still running Aaron Jones out as like an RB2 every week?
I think you have to, but if you look at the last 3 games, they haven't been pretty for him. I mean, he had 7 carries against the Jets, 14 against the Lions, and then now 19 against the Rams. So 19 is not bad, obviously, but 58 yards out of that was pretty stifling, especially if he's not scoring a touchdown. He's only scored 1 touchdown on the ground this year. So I would say you're probably looking at RB 18 to 20 for most weeks.
Yeah.
That I think seems reasonable.
Yeah, we're all in agreement there. He's the new like early career Josh Jacobs, the new late career Frank Gore. You just plug him in there. He'll get you somewhere between most weeks 10 and 14 fantasy points. And then if he scores, you'll get a little bit on top.
Yeah, high floor, low ceiling.
Yep.
RB2.
Yep. And then nobody else on this roster worth talking about. Josh Oliver?
Jordan Addison. I mean.
Oh, yeah.
He's like a fringe wide receiver 3 right now.
I mean, yeah, look at these finishes. 61, 7, 55, 32. Like,
yeah, I mean, he's like wide receiver 35.
Yeah. So, all right. Anything else worth talking about?
No.
All right. Let's get into the games. But first, Walker has to queue up anti-yapping technology.
That's right. So we're going to have, because we have 15 games to talk about, we don't, you know, the free podcast for everybody doesn't need to be 3 hours long. We can save that for the people who pay for us. So
patreon.com/footballabsurdity. Every
that's
Tuesday.
Right. If you want to hear the long ass shit, then you want to hear the rambling. Okay. Pay us. But we're going to go with a 5-minute timer for these games.
All right.
If we hit the 5 minutes and we're not done talking about it, we got to speed run through the rest of the game to get to the next one.
Let's go, baby. All right.
All right.
You ready?
Are we ready?
Yeah.
I'm ready. All right.
3, 2, 1, start.
All right. Eagles, Bengals. Eagles are 4-2. Bengals are 3-4. Cincinnati, 2.5-point home favorites. 47.5-point over-under. Injuries in this one. Mekhi Becton, Dallas Goedert, Byron Young are all out for the Eagles. T. Higgins, late week add to the injury report with a questionable tag on this one. So something to watch on Sunday morning. Walker, are we still starting Devonta Smith?
I think... yes.
You think
I'm not really afraid of the Cincinnati defense anymore. I think they've lost too many guys. They have too many young players playing. I mean, their number one corner is Cam Taylor-Britt, who is a decent to solid, you know, he's a solid player, but he's not a cornerback one. They're relying on a couple guys from Michigan, young guys, Dax Hill and Turner, I think, or something like that. And those guys are, you know, still working out how to play at this level. It's a situation where you would expect this Philly offense with their talent to take advantage.
Yeah, Mike, Devonta Smith had one catch for -2 yards last week, but 3 for 64 and a touchdown a week before, and 3 games with 7 catches before that. So are you still feeling good about starting Devonta Smith?
Well, not the way the last 2 weeks have gone by, even though he did, as you mentioned, scored a touchdown against the Browns. I think he's still flexible at this point. So the Bengals are middle of the road against wide receivers. So I'm going to take a chance and say, okay, you could put him in flex. But if he has another game that's really bad, then I'm going to really start getting concerned.
Okay. Let me ask you about this. If T. Higgins plays, would you rather start T. Higgins or Devonta Smith?
Higgins.
Yeah, I guess I got to go Higgins.
Okay. And then AJ Brown is a must start. This is a full house free space for the Eagles. Don't get cute and start Calcaterra or anything like that.
You're starting
AJ Brown, Saquon, Jalen Hurts, and Devonta Smith, as we said there. Kind of an RB or wide receiver 2/flex guy. So on the other side of the ball, we got the Bengals. Mike, you want to know about, I don't know which Chase this is. Is this Jamar? Is this Brown?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't think about that. That makes complete sense. No, it's Jamar Chase.
Over under 80 receiving yards this week.
Yes.
Over.
I'm going over as well. Yeah. This Philly secondary, I don't love it.
It's not McDonald's to Walker, but up, bump, up, bump.
More like burp, 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 burp,
burp. I think either way, Mike, what do you think? Is he going over 80 yards this week?
I have him down as 85.
Nice. 85. Let me see what the draft pick or price picks over under for him this week is. Let's see. Here we got Chase, Jamar Chase. Oh, this is in basketball. Doing a great job for our 5-minute timer here. Ja'Marr Chase is chilling at 77.5 receiving yards. So
yeah, that's like an over for
take,
me.
We'd all take the over there. So we already talked about T. Higgins. What are we doing with Chase Brown? We starting him? Is he a running back two, a flex? He's been coming on. He's taken over for Zach Moss over the last couple of weeks. Moss has been relegated to a very deep RB2 role there.
Yeah, I don't love the matchup. I like the matchup more for the passing offense for Cincinnati than the run game. Interior offensive line, not really Cincinnati's strength. Philly has a pretty strong D-line up the middle. So I think Brown will struggle to produce. This week, I would have him more as a kind of like a middle-tier flex. I mean, I'd rather play I'd rather play Bucky Irving if he's in the lineup.
Okay. What about like the Giants guys? Devin Singletary, no. Tyrone no. Tracy. Okay, so he's higher than that for you. What about the Commanders guys?
He's below both.
Okay. Mike, what do you think about Chase Brown this week?
Yeah, I don't like the matchup either. The Eagles are fourth best against the run. I'm not too excited by it. Plus, I know Zach Moss, even though it definitely looks like Chase Brown is taking that role from him, Zach Moss is still going to eat into that. So I'd want to avoid it altogether. The best, I probably would want to put him as a flex.
Okay. Yeah, ideally, you don't have to go here. There's a lot of guys. Like, Javonte Williams is going to eat until he throws up this week. And that's a guy you could have instead of him. And like DeAndre Swift has come on. So like if you are left with a Chase Brown bag, you're what'd you say?
Time.
OK, don't start any Bengals tight ends. And Joe Burrow is a back end quarterback one. Yes.
I have him at 5, actually. I like him.
OK. OK. Mike.
There we go. 5 sounds good.
All right. Well, I got the Eagles winning. You both have the Cincinnati Bengals. All right. Ravens and Browns. Ravens are 4-2. Browns are 1-6. Ravens, 8.5-point favorites, 44.5-point over under. Injuries in this one. Rasheen Ali, Keaton Mitchell, TJ Tampa all out for the Ravens. Marlon Humphrey is doubtful. Jalen Armour Davis, Zay Flowers, Travis Jones, Nate Wiggins are questionable. For the Browns, Jerome Ford, Ronnie Hickman, Jordan Hicks, Jedrick Wills are all out. Wyatt Teller is questionable. Walker has a very astute question about Mark Andrews.
Is he like back, capital B back, so back, or is this kind of a mirage stretch going on right now?
I mean, this is a mirage. You look at the target volume for him. I mean, he is producing because he has 3 touchdowns in 3 games, but his yardage has been more of a blob guy. 4 for 4 for 41, 4 for 3 for 66, 4 for 5 for 55. You look at last year, he's averaging 6 targets a game. The year before that, he's averaging 7.5 targets per game. The year before that, 9. So it's like, he's not back. Is he usable? Yeah. Is he startable? Yeah. Would I rather start David Njoku over him? Absolutely.
Yep. Yep. I agree completely. I think he's I would say he's fringe top 12 now. You know, he's playable in a good matchup, but you can definitely stream guys ahead of him still, I think.
Yeah. Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I don't like this matchup. Browns are 29th, so third best against tight ends this week. So you could put him in there and hope for the best, but I don't like this matchup.
Yeah, not great.
I mean, here I would start Jonnu Smith over him. Cade Otton and Dalton Kincaid.
I'm a little worried about Jonnu Smith just because of the fact that Tua is going to come back and it's going to be the Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill show.
Well, I know that obviously it's not going to be Tyreek Hill gets 2 targets and Jonnu Smith gets 7.
Well, like yeah, I'm not saying that. Yeah.
But I think Smith has proven that he's the best guy to be the third option in the passing game. Because none of their wide receiver
Berrios is out now.
Right. And none of their other wide receiver threes have done anything at all. I mean, Malik Washington was the guy who had the most catches out of those guys last week. And he had like 9 yards on the game. So you know, I think Smith is still going to have a role, and Arizona has started playing bad against tight ends again.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. They let George Kittle run get all over them a few weeks ago. And then who did they play last week?
That was the Will Disley.
Oh, yeah. The Will Disley. Oh, the game that didn't happen. That's right.
Right. Yeah. That was the crazy Will Disley game.
Yeah. So already. All right. Only going to focus on important things here. Are we starting Derrick Henry?
Yeah.
yeah.
Okay. What about Lamar? No. What about Zay Flowers here? So Zay Flowers is dealing with an injury. They've been kind of spreading the ball around a little bit more. Rashad Bateman got some targets last week. He had that nice deep ball. Are we just going back to Zay Flowers after he had one target for one catch last week?
I think he's a wide receiver three. I don't think you have to start him, but there's going to be situations where it's the right call.
Okay. Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, Zay Flowers, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Zay Flowers this week. And they're going against the ninth worst against wide receivers. So it should be a tasty matchup for Flowers.
Tasty.
I like wide receiver two range for him.
Yeah, I'm with Mike on this one. I think last week was kind of an aberration. It was a very weird game. I mean, I saw one guy out there, his foot looked like it was the wrong direction. So it's like Tampa Bay, Baltimore was a weird game. But, you know, last game I kind of feel like was a burn the tape. They were doing weird stuff. Like they didn't really play Derrick Henry much until the second half. Two games before that, 111 yards receiving, 132 yards receiving. So I think you're playing Zay Flowers in this one. Rashad Bateman, I think, is in that, like, sneaky DFS guy, but I wouldn't start him this week.
Wide receiver 35 for me.
Okay, so it's a possibility.
Yeah, yeah. He's decent wide receiver three.
All right, Mike, your thoughts?
I'd say wide receiver three. Flex, for sure.
Okay. And then, Mike, you wanted to know on the other side, well, Jameis breathed life back into this offense. And I'll tell you, buddy, that is something I am counting on happening.
Yeah, I mean, the Browns haven't scored more than 17 points all season. So can they at least get to 21?
Can they score three touchdowns or seven field goals? That is the question.
Right.
I think so. I mean, we saw last week what a Browns team without Amari Cooper looks like. There was a ton of targets to David Njoku, even more targets to Cedric Tillman. I mean, Nick Chubb was struggling. They'll probably still let him work his way back in because this is a great team to pass on, bad team to run on. I mean, I think teams are throwing more than 60% of the time against the Ravens. So it's like, I think that Jameis will bozo ball his way into relevancy. And what I missed was what Walker is calling the sneaky banger of the week this week.
Yeah, that's time, by the way. Yeah, sneaky banger of the week. I think that this one is going to be Browns cover, but Ravens win. We actually all have the Ravens winning, as you might expect. I agree. I think Winston will improve the pass offense to a degree, especially David Njoku. Cedric Tillman probably also going to be a beneficiary. He's probably the top receiver of any of the guys there, but I wouldn't start any of them. And I think you can play Nick Chubb. Why not?
I think Nick Chubb is best suited as a flex right now. He only averaged like 2 yards per carry last week. They don't need to run that much. But I do think that he's going to get a touchdown. Njoku's top five guy. Winston is a two quarterback league. Nice start, I think.
I'm noticing I forgot to rank him. So ooh. I'm going to need to put him in there.
Probably should do that. Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I think you probably can flex Winston. I'm kind of excited for him. He's someone that you can hit on the deep pass, and I could see two touchdowns out of him this week. So
two touchdowns.
Yeah, I can see that for sure. So top 10 to 12.
All right, let's go. Sounds good. We all got the Ravens winning, like Walker mentioned. Let's talk Lions Titans. I could not get those words out. Injuries in this one, Jalen Duncan, L'Jarius Sneed, Cedric Gray, all out for the Titans. Jerome Baker, Will Levis, Tyjae Spears, Tavondre Sweat, and Jarvis Brownlee Jr. are all questionable. Though Jerome Baker, I would like to know, was on the injury report with rest, so I don't believe he will actually miss this game. If Will Levis plays, I saw a report today, the Titans are still planning on starting Mason Rudolph. Yeah. Yep. For the Lions, Christian Mahogany, cool name, and Joshua Pascal are both out with illness. They're trading bubble guts back and forth. All right, let's make up some time. Tony Pollard is the only person worth starting, and it's not even a good start. Good Lions run defense, bad Titans team. Are we all good there?
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, I know it's a good matchup in terms of the passing game, but you'd have to be pretty desperate to start Calvin Ridley here, I think.
Yeah, expert consensus ranking on him is 24. That's put him like 30.
I have him at 37.
Okay, so even lower on him. All right, sounds good. We don't need to talk about the rest of the Titans. Remember the Titans? No, forget the Titans. All right, Walker, you wanted to talk about your beloved Detroit Lions. Oh, that's and right. just so you know, everybody, the Titans will probably lose in 2 weeks. So keep that in mind.
Yeah, they're playing the Patriots that week, so it's going to be a real test.
Oh, that's a real nasty game of the week. All right, Sam Laporta?
I think, yeah, is it going to be his big breakout game with Jameson Williams out?
I think they dust off the playbook from last year, which was a lot of Sam Laporta.
Yeah, I kind of think it's weird because it's tough to justify starting him in what on paper is a bad matchup when he hasn't gotten more than 5 targets in a game all year. You know, he's been the epitome of a, you know, like droppable blob tight end all season. But he also had maybe the best rookie tight end season of all time last year. So it's in there somewhere. If you have him, I think you probably play him.
Okay, Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, exactly. I think that the biggest issue for Sam Laporta this year has been Jameis Williams. And without Jameson Williams, then that opens it up for Laporta to explore that space. So I'm definitely thinking he's going to have a Sam Laporta type game this week.
All right. I think that the Lions are a free, full house free space team this week.
Full house free space. Let's do it.
Yeah. Goff, I mean, the running backs, Amon-Ra and Laporta, all of them.
I mean, this Tennessee defense is pretty good. So I think one of those guys is going to have a bad game. I don't know which one it's going to be. I will say it won't be St. Brown, but one of the other guys is going to have a weirdly not very good game. But yeah, I mean, you have to start Gibbs. You have to start St. Brown. You're probably starting Laporta. Goff is a fringe QB1. It's not a great matchup. He might not have to throw that much, but he's also lighting it up right now.
Yeah.
And then Montgomery, I would say, is kind of like just an RB2. I mean, again, Tennessee is pretty solid defense, but if he falls in the end zone, he's going to be top 24.
Yeah, and I believe that will happen. And
probably going to get one, yeah.
Expert consensus ranking on Goff this week, behind Bo Nix, Kirk Cousins, and Patrick Mahomes. I like Bo Nix this week. I do not think so.
Yeah, I have Goff 13, and none of those other guys are higher than 18.
Yeah, so not great. Mike, Lions free. You sounded enthusiastically on board with a free space team game.
Yeah, pretty much. The Titans are really good against the pass, but I think full house for sure.
Okay. I mean, Legarius Sneed being out is going to really hurt them as well.
That makes sense. Yeah, but I think the Lions are going to go ham all over this team. So, we all got the Lions winning this game, obviously. So
yeah, I will say, I think the Lions cover 11.
I think that this is going to be a goddamn blowout. Or I think we might see, Hayden Hooker.
Hendon Hooker sighting again.
Hendon Hooker sighting. Yeah. Why did I call him Hayden? I don't know. All right. We made up some time. Cardinals, yeah,
only four minute game, baby.
Woo! Cardinals, Dolphins. Cardinals are 3-4. Dolphins are 2-4. Miami, 3.5 point favorites. 45.5 point over under. Injuries in this one. Dennis Gardeck, Roy Lopez, Sean Murphy Bunting, and Darius Robinson are out for the Cardinals. Kelvin Beachum is questionable. For the Dolphins, Zach Seiler, Cater Kohau, Storm Duck are all doubtful. Storm Duck, baby. You've never heard that name?
No.
Storm Duck, yes.
Hell yeah, let's go.
Tua and Tyreek Hill are both listed as questionable, but Tua is just pending passing the concussion protocol. He will be starting on Sunday. And Tyreek Hill is actually just fine now. They just gave him a vet rest day and put him as a foot. So those guys will be playing. Mike, you want to know about the stud rookie wide receiver on the other side?
Yeah, are we starting or flexing Marvin Harrison against the Dolphins defense that's the best in the NFL against wide receivers?
They're the best. They're number one.
Number one.
Yeah. They're a run funnel team.
I would say if you don't have to, you can throw them on the bench. We've got a full complement of teams. We've got, you know, you might have already gotten a good week from Cooper Kupp or Puka Nacua. The only thing that gives me pause is DK Metcalf is probably not playing. Debo Samuel was in the hospital 5 days ago.
He's gonna play.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to play, but he was in the hospital 5 days ago.
You're playing him.
Yeah, but Chris Godwin's out. Mike Evans is out. Brandon Ayuk is out. Juju Smith-Schuster, who flashed and then disappeared, is out. So it's like, I would love to have a team where I don't have to start Marvin Harrison, but most folks don't have that luxury.
Yeah, I mean, here, I'll give you three questions. Marvin Harrison or Cortland Sutton against the Panthers?
Sutton.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I would go Harrison.
Okay.
Marvin Harrison or Ladd McConkey against the Saints?
Marvin Harrison.
Oh, man. I guess I'll go Marvin.
I'm opposed again. I'll go with Ladd.
What?
I'm kind of high on Ladd this week.
What?
He's been getting targets. And have you considered the Saints are McConkey? Not good.
Yeah, they're going to run roughshod all over him.
I think McConkey's going to score a touchdown.
That's possible. All right, what's your last question?
Marvin Harrison or Wandale Robinson?
Ooh, Marvin Harrison.
I think I'll go Wandale just in PPR
leagues. Oh, in PPR leagues. I mean...
I would go Harrison for the ceiling.
Yeah, it's with Wandale, you're talking Daniel Jones' second option against the Steelers without Andrew Thomas.
Yeah, I mean, Wandale's going to have seven catches for 45 yards.
I agree with the seven, 45, cut it in half.
Come on. But he'll have 11 points. And Harrison, yeah, maybe he'll have four, but also there's a lot to go. His ceiling is like 30.
Yeah, I mean, we all saw that first quarter. That's still in there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Walker mentioned it. The Dolphins are a run funnel. James Conner is a rock solid start this week. I would say probably, I don't do ranks, but I would say probably a top 15 guy. He's just going to run. Yep. He's just going to run the ball 10 times, 15 times, then run the ball another 10 times, 15 times. And then
he's going to score the ball one time, maybe two times.
One time, two times, maybe 15. Who knows? That would be a record.
I don't think that's going to happen.
What are we doing with Kyler? Mike, what are we doing with Kyler? Are we starting him?
Not if you don't have to. I mean, the name alone carries some weight, but he hasn't done much at all.
But he doesn't because he's tiny.
Woo! He is tiny.
That's the noise of him running. That's the noise I hear in my head every time he runs.
Stuart little ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think if you can avoid playing him, you do. If, but he's not going to kill you either. So I'd say like QB12 around there.
He's killing lots of people this weekend, Mike. The new COD game is out. Let's go! Woo!
Oh, maybe that'll inspire him.
All right, Tua or Kyler Murray this week? Who are you starting?
Tua.
Yeah, it's close, but I think I'll go Tua.
I have Tua and Kyler, and I'm considering Tua. I think I'm going to do it. I think I'm going to do it. All right.
I think you should do it.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do it. They said I shouldn't, but I'm going to do it.
They said I shouldn't do it, but I think I'm going to do it. Folks, should I do it?
All right. Elsewhere on the Cardinals, don't start anybody else except for Trey McBride. Good. That's yes.
Right. That is right.
All right. What I want to know is, does Tua returning fix everything wrong with the Dolphins offense? Because everybody seems to think that that's what's going to happen. I would like to remind everybody they scored 20 points in week one with Tua at the helm.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it fixes everything, but I think it makes it better.
I mean, it can't get worse.
Sure. I think it's going to be a big Tyreek Hill game. I think that's going to be the main focus, is get Tyreek the ball down the field. Arizona is susceptible to that. I would expect definitely a deep touchdown to Hill at some point during this game. I think Achan is startable. Solid RB2. Waddle, I think you're looking at mid-tier, low-end wide receiver 2, maybe. And then, yeah, like I said, I think Smith is a startable streaming tight end. But, I mean, you're not starting him over any of your studs or anything.
Okay. Mike, what do you think?
Sorry, I was looking something up. What?
Is Tua fix this offense? Like, are we just rolling everybody back out there? Waddle, Waddle, Tyreek, Devon Achane, Walker's feeling sneaky good about Johnny Smith. Are we just rolling everybody out back out there, assuming that everything's going to be okay?
I don't think everything's going to be okay. The Cardinals are fifth best against quarterbacks, so it's going to be one of those situations where it's going to be tough sledding for them. But I think you're going to see improvement for sure. I mean, it's definitely going to have at least some motivation and behind the offense. It's not going to look like a slug.
Not looking like a slug. Bitch ass slug looking motherfucker. I don't know where that came. The only one person that I'm proceeding with caution about is Waddle, just because he's been on and off the field recently with injuries. But I'm firing up Devon Achane, because I think the big problem with Achane is they were like, well, that's Snoop Huntley. He's not gonna get the ball to Tyreek. So I'm not worried about that. And it's like, oh, now it's Tim Boyle. He's really not going to get the ball.
Yeah.
So teams were keying in on Achane. So I think everybody bounces back, just because even if they're not on the same page, the threat of Tua to Tyreek changes everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Yeah.
Walker, last thoughts on the game?
No, it's time. So I'm good.
All right. I got the Dolphins.
I don't even remember. I took the Dolphins as well.
Mike has the Cardinals?
I do have the Cardinals.
What?
Yeah.
Hmm. Hey, did you guys know that the 49ers are in last place?
Walker, trust me. I know the 49ers are in last place. Trust me. Yeah. I know this very well. They do not own the tiebreaker against two of the three teams in the NFC West.
Oh, no.
They lost to the Cardinals and the Rams. Trust me, Walker, I know this. Jets, Patriots. Jets are 2-5. Patriots are 106. 1-6. Jets, 7-point favorites. 40.5-point over under for the Jets. Ashton Davis, Leki Fotu, Elijah Vera Tucker, Tony Adams, and Alan Lazard are all doubtful. I'm sorry. Let's try that again. Ashton Davis, Leki Fotu, Elijah Vera Tucker are all questionable. Tony Adams and Alan Lazard are doubtful. Sorry, misread that line there. Morgan Moses and Kenny Yeboah are questionable. For the Patriots, Jalen Polk, Laydon Robinson are both out. Vidarian Lowe, Keon White, Jonathan Jones, Mike Jordan, Sidi Sow, Sione Takitaki, Danny Ekwale, and Raekwon McMillan are all questionable. What if I said out as well? That team would be fucking decimated. All right. Before we get into this, I would just like to make sure everybody knows this is the Bozometer game of the week. Clown noise. Game of the week, Bozometer. All right. This game is going to be really fucking weird, I think. All right, Mike, you want to know about Breece Hall?
Yeah, is he going to run all over the Patriots just like everybody else does and have an over under of 110 total yards?
Yes. There was a poet who once said two things. One, I'm going to run through a motherfucker's face. Another thing he said is over and over and over and over and over and over and over. Yeah, Breece Hall is going to go beast mode in this game. I think that the Jets will try to get Devontae Adams and Aaron Rodgers back to making sweet music. We saw him struggle the first game. Might have cost them the game. Same with Rodgers and Garrett Wilson not being on the same page. So they can and will lean on Breece Hall and make sure that they win this one.
I'm going under.
Under, okay.
I think he'll be good in this game, but I don't know. I know the Patriots don't have a great defense. It feels like this seems to me that the Patriots are going to key on him. That they're going to say, this is the guy we're taking away. If Aaron, if the 41-year-old quarterback beats us, fine, but we're not going to let him just hand the ball off and win.
Okay. Do the Patriots have it in them to erase a part of a game like that? Because Breece Hall still had a 50-yard run last week against the Steelers, who were doing the same thing.
No, I think he'll get close. I think he'll be around like high 90s, maybe just over 100, but 110 seems like a high line to me.
Okay. High line? I work for a high line shop. Did you guys know that? We get to charge $200 an hour. Woo!
That's a lot of money.
Big money! Every time somebody comes in with like their Camry with a scratch on the bumper, I'm going to be like, you do not want to bring your car here. You do not want to do this. All right. Are we starting Devontae Adams this week?
Yes.
Devontae, yes, I think you have to.
Garrett Wilson.
Yes.
Yes.
No to Alan Lazard. What about Ty Konkowski? Had a touchdown last week.
He did.
Finally.
He did it. He can't go a whole season without a touchdown, right?
No, not a whole season.
I don't think I would actually rather start the other tight end in this game.
Hunter Henry?
Yeah.
Hard agree. All right. So let's talk about the other side of this one. Drake May. I want to know if Drake May is going to pass his first real test of the season because he had the Jags, which are real dorkuses on defense, 276 and 2 in that one. Was up and down for that. And then against the Texans, he looked okay, not great in his first career start, and then he took advantage of garbage time, scored three touchdowns, still had two picks. I want to know how Drake May does in his first real matchup of the season, his real tough one, because despite letting Russell Wilson throw multiple deep balls on them, Chris Collinsworth thanks them, the Jets are still fourth best against opposing quarterbacks. I want to know how Drake May fares in his first real test, because he's been a top 10 quarterback each of his first two, or top 12 each of his first two career starts.
I don't like it this week. I don't think he's going to be put in the right situation to pass this test.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Mike, what do you think?
I don't think it's going to be ugly where he's like throwing interceptions. Jets have only have two interceptions on the season. So maybe he'll throw one at the most, but he's not going to throw for a lot of yards, and he's probably going to go like 13 for 20 or something to that effect for like 175 yards and maybe a touchdown. So it's not going to be ugly, but it's not going to be fantasy gold either.
Okay. Walker, you mentioned Hunter Henry. How are you feeling about Hunter Henry this week?
I mean, not that great. I still don't think you're probably looking to start him, but I just think he's a little bit better start than Tyler Conklin.
Yeah, so I think that he's just going to be kind of like a volume guy, but even then he's like my third favorite volume guy this week. Like, Kate Otten's obviously the number one just like pure unadulterated volume guy this week. I think Will Disley, there's no reason that he's not going to continue to get volume.
I'm not convinced on Disley.
I don't think he's going to get 11 targets, but I think 6 or 7 is in the cards.
Yeah, we'll see.
I mean, did you see the way that offense functioned? It was like just little crossers and dump offs to Will Disley like half the time. So even if they drop that down to a quarter of the time, that's still 7 or 8 targets.
I just don't see it happening.
Walker hates Will Disley.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. I really not. Okay. He's okay. It's time.
Okay, then I won't make my stupid joke. Never mind. Fuck it. Ramondre Stevenson, an okay start. I'm not super excited about it.
I don't like it very much.
Ramondre Stevenson, no, I don't like it.
Real quick, Ramondre or Tank Bigsby?
God, Ramondre.
Yeah, I think it depends on what ETN's doing, but I'm probably going to go Ramondre. I like Bigsby if ETN's not playing, okay. But Ramondre if he is.
Okay, Ramondre or Tony Pollard?
Pollard,
yeah.
Ramondre or Chuba?
Chuba.
Ramondre or Nick Chubb?
Chubb.
All right, we all got the Jets winning this one. Falcons and Buccaneers, both teams are 4-3. Atlanta, 2.5-point road favorites, 46.5-point over-under. Injuries in this one, Troy Anderson is out for the Falcons. Justin Simmons is doubtful. And Antonio Hamilton and Ryan Neuzel are both questionable. For the Buccaneers, obviously no Chris Godwin. Mike Evans is out, as are Tyke Smith and Greg Gaines. Payne Durham and Bucky Irving are questionable, as is Rakeem Jarrett. Looking like Bucky Irving is on the good side of questionable for people who want to start him. My question is Darnell Mooney a better start than insert Tampa Bay receiver here? Some folks are Jalen McMillan's heads. Some folks are touting Sterling Shepard because he's the veteran on the team. Is Darnell Mooney better than any Tampa Bay receiver?
Yes. Next question.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. Are we starting Darnell Mooney? I'm sorry. Are we starting any Tampa Bay receiver over?
No.
Oh, that's Mike's question. I'm not going to get ahead of myself. Sorry. But elsewhere on the Falcons, you're starting Drake May. You're starting Kyle Pitts.
Who? Drake May?
Drake May? Sorry, I meant Drake London. I have this very particular type of like brain miswiring where I think that months are cities. So you have to be kind to me.
No. Okay?
No.
That's bullshit.
Wow. Walker with no regard for my illness. All right. You're starting Drake London. You're starting Bijan. What about Kirk Cousins?
No. Get him out of my face. You're not doing that dance anymore.
Okay. Are you talking to me or are you talking to Kirk Cousins?
Kirk Cousins.
Okay. I was like, what did I do?
No,
I was
you're like, cool. You're cool.
I was like, Walker, I'm doing zero dances.
I know that.
Okay. My only thought about Kirk Cousins is this is the team that he lit up several weeks ago. So he might have it in him again, but I would rather start Bo Nix.
I would.
Bo Nix is running like crazy.
I would rather start Geno Smith.
Geno Smith with no DK Metcalf?
I think Geno's just going to throw. I mean, they're, I don't know. I would rather start Jameis.
What about, Mike, I'll ask you this too. Kirk Cousins or Baker Mayfield?
Kirk Cousins, because Baker Mayfield doesn't have wide receivers.
Yeah, we have a big announcement. We're still trying to figure out who's starting in the slot, but we will be the 3 wide receivers for the Buccaneers this weekend. Big announcement. Yeah. We're going to be catching balls from Baker Mayfield, everybody. We're going to wake up feeling dangerous. All right, Mike, you want to talk about the Buccaneers, which this is talking about a team in flex. Oh, my God.
Yeah, lose 2 great wide receivers in 1 game. Yeah, it's pretty tough. So for fantasy purposes, and maybe someone will stick out since both of them are going to be out. Well, Godwin, we know, is out for the season. Evans is out to like week 12. Maybe some bye week filler, or if you're having troubles with injuries yourself, one of these wide receivers stick out, whether McMillan, Shepard, or Palmer. Which one do you think will lead the wide receiver room in fantasy points?
McMillan had 8 targets last week.
Yeah, that's going McMillan.
That's the best like insight that I can give. Sterling Shepard is better than him on several like per route run and per target stats, but it's also a sample size issue. Neither one of them, nobody on this receiving room has done much this year. No. So I would just have to say McMillan just because he had the targets last week, but I wouldn't like, I'm not crazy enough to try to start any of these guys. Here's my question for both of you. Same question, but the running backs. Also three guys.
Yeah. I debated between either one of those questions. I'm like, should I go with the running back three-headed monster or the wide receiver three-headed monster? Well, not monster, but three-headed anyways. I think Bucky Irving for me.
I think we saw last week, and as much as I hate to say it, they're going to keep getting Rashad White involved, especially in the passing game. And I think considering that we're trying to figure out if Sterling Shepard is going to be leading the wide receiver room, I think we'll be going towards a big Rashad White game in the target department.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I would say it's White is the guy you should play. Bucky is a flex. And if he plays, you know, if he doesn't, then Sean Tucker is your flex. And if Bucky plays, then Sean Tucker is not relevant.
Yeah, I have Sean Tucker in the sleeper article this week for it, with the caveat of if Bucky Irving does not play, because he will be the guy on the first and second downs, and Rashad White should be the third down guy. I think that or the passing downs guy. So we'll see how that goes. Kate Otten, like without Godwin without Evans, it was the Kate Otten show, and now they don't have Chris Godwin either. So I like him as like the top of the volume guys right now. The volume, like pick up and play guys.
Yeah, I like Otten. I think he's a startable player for sure.
Mike, what do you think about Otten?
Well, he's definitely going to play the slot. So, I'd definitely put him in there if you have him.
Okay. That's it for this team. Oh, Baker. If you have other options, I would say, I don't know, just because I don't know what this wide receiver room is going to look like. But Walker, you sound more bullish on him than that.
I just think he's going to chuck it. It's what they do.
All right. He's going to say, fuck it and chuck it. All right.
Fuck it and chuck it.
Fuck it and chuck it. We all are. Actually, I have Atlanta winning. Mike has Atlanta winning. Walker loves the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah, I'm going. I'm going Baker mode.
Going Baker mode. Walker woke up feeling dangerous today.
I sure did.
The GIF or the video of him sitting there silent and then going, fuck, that's what's going to happen when the Buccaneers win. That's what I'm going to do. All right.
I'm catching up.
Packers, Jaguars. Packers are 5-2. Jaguars are 2-5. Packers, 4-point road favorites, 49.5-point over under. All of us have the Packers winning this one. We're going to get that out of the way. Injuries in this one. Or Corey Ballantyne is doubtful. He's actually going down and changing his B to a V, so it's a real name. Josh Myers, Quay Walker, and Devontae Wyatt are also questionable. Travis Etienne, Asese Otomewu. Oh my God, I'm so sorry, Asese. Cam Robinson, Mason Smith, Foye Oluokun, and Andrew Wingard are questionable. You know, every time I struggle with African names, it really makes me realize how little African history I took in college, and it bugs me. It's a hole in my knowledge. Anyways, Walker, you have a very astute question.
Remember Marshawn Lloyd?
I remember that guy. What's he done lately?
Wasn't that a funny thing that happened? He's healthy now and he's still not playing.
Are you serious? He's actually healthy now?
I'm pretty sure. Isn't he off IR?
Let's see. Marshawn Lloyd. I was assured, though, that he would be taking tons of snaps away from Josh Jacobs and that he was actually better than Josh Jacobs now. When will Marshawn Lloyd return and be back? Fantasy football injury update for week 8. Damn. Yeah, he's eligible to be back, but that doesn't really sound like he wants to. They want him to be back. So,
they have his window's open, but they haven't activated him yet.
Yeah, because they're like, it's okay, dude.
Yeah, we're fine, actually. Emmanuel Wilson's doing a good enough job.
Yeah, but neither one of them are taking anything like significant from Josh Jacobs.
No. Why would that be the case?
Why would that be the case? All right. We're starting Tucker Kraft. I think that he's in the
startable.
Yeah, like
tight end eight right every now, week. I think.
Oh, must start. Okay, then. Sounds good. We all agree. Starting Tucker Kraft. What about the wide receivers?
I like Jaden Reed. Romeo Doubs is a fringe, you know, wide receiver three type. I don't want to touch any of the other guys.
Here's the thing is I think Jaden Reed's a good guy to start, and I think the other three are all fringe wide receiver three types. Because who knows? Who knows who whose week it could be?
That's fair.
Yeah. So, all right. And then, Jordan, I think the answer to which wide receiver it is Jordan Love. You just play Jordan Love, and then you get all the wide receiver points.
There you go.
All right.
Mike agree immediately. He's like, yes.
Correct. All right. Let's talk about the Jags. St. Bigsby must start even if Travis Etienne plays.
What? No.
No?
No.
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 Definitely not.
Wow.
If Travis Etienne plays, it's going to be a mess.
It's going to be a mess? He's going to vomit all over himself? What are you saying?
They're just both going to split the touches, and they probably neither of them will score a touchdown, and it'll be gross. Neither of them will get double-digit points.
What about this? I think both will get double-digit points this week.
Wow.
How do you like them apples? Wow. They both get double-digit points this week. Both get 10.1 fantasy points each.
Okay, fair enough.
All right. All right, so if Travis Etienne plays, what do we think about Travis Etienne? Is it just a hands off both of them because barf?
Yeah, I'm not interested.
Mike, thoughts?
Yeah, I'm not interested.
All right. Brian Thomas, you're starting him. What about Christian Kirk?
No, thanks.
No. Yeah, not interested.
I am in a 16-team league, and I have found a way to bench Christian Kirk. You can, too.
I would start Jalen McMillan over Christian Kirk.
I also would start Jalen McMillan over Christian Kirk. I would start – hell – you are equally likely to get under 2 fantasy points from Gabe Davis than Christian Kirk, and Gabe Davis has caught touchdowns. So
I would rather start Keon Coleman than Christian Kirk.
Wow. Would you rather start Rome Odunze against Washington?
No.
I would.
Yeah, oh, but you're no. you and Tony now are the Rome Odunze guys.
Yes. Guess what? I had to put Christian Kirk back into my starting lineup.
Oh, no.
Because I swapped him for Juwan Jennings, and now Juwan Jennings is out.
Mm, gotcha.
I'll never be free of him. All right. Evan Ingram, he started strong. He faded last week. He's a must start.
Yes.
Yeah, he gets too many targets to not start.
Yeah, he's the king of the volume guys at tight end. All right. Let's go Colts Texans. Colts are 4-3. Texans are 5-2. Houston 5-point favorites, 45.5 point over under. We all have Houston winning in this one. Injuries in this one: Jannard Avery, Jalen Carlees are both out for the Colts. DeForest Buckner and Cameron McGrone are questionable. Buddy, that's what happens when I watch the Colts games. Cameron McGrone, baby.
I'm all McGroaning. Right. That's what happens after I eat too much McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. All right. Two 49ers legends are out for the Texans. Aziz Alshire and Jimmy Ward. And Henry To'o is questionable with a concussion. Sounds like he is going to be cleared. But there's surprisingly not as much coverage for defensive guys as offensive guys, despite the fact that I have To'o in my fantasy or my IDP league. So who knows? Mike, you want to know about Jonathan Taylor in this one?
Yeah, so the Texans have the third best rushing defense against running backs. So is JT going to go over or under 85 total yards?
Total yards, over.
Over. Give me 98 total yards.
Ooh, like it.
Here's the real question. What will be a higher number? Jonathan Taylor's total yards or Anthony Richardson's passing yards?
Ooh.
Richardson will have more passing yards. I don't like Richardson this week, but he will have more than passing yards than that.
Are you sure?
I would hope so.
I'm 98% sure.
All right. Walker, 2% of Walker is like, that would actually be really funny if that happened.
Oh, it would be really funny. No, 100% of me thinks it'd be funny. I just don't think it'll happen.
No, okay. No percent of that is funny. Zero.
Mike's like, no.
Come on now. Come on.
All right, Mike, cover your ears. I was thinking on the drive home that that if Mike wasn't on the podcast, that if we didn't have a Colts fan on the podcast, the Colts would be a free space team.
What? I heard that.
I was thinking about that. I was like trying to think of free space teams. I was like, the Colts are like, it's Jonathan Taylor, and then you can't start anybody else.
I know. Now you know why it's so hard for me to come up with questions for the Colts.
That's fair.
Mike's question next week is going to be like, can this please be a free space team?
Yeah, can we just call it done?
He's going to make up a question about the tight ends, and we're just going to be like, no, we're taking this away from you, man.
Yeah, you can't have this anymore. You
no Wiley Cox in 2024. Give me a break.
Well, you proved you can't be trusted with this. All right, let's go to the Texans then. Better start this week. Tank Dell or Stephon Diggs? Tank Dell. I almost called him Stank Dell, which would have worked for last week. Zero catches for 0 yards for 0 yards per target and 0 yards per catch. Stephon Diggs, 5 for 23, kind of a more short area guy. Who's the better start this week, Tank Dell or Stephon Diggs?
I mean, I think in most cases you're probably starting both, but I think Diggs is the better play.
Yeah, I agree.
I think he is far and away the better play, and I'm hearing a lot of people like yapping about Tank Dell week this week. Every week it's been Stephon Diggs greater than sign Tank Dell every week. So I needed to make this point that people need to realize that Stephon Diggs, because even though he's not capital S, capital D Stephon Diggs, and his best games or his best seasons are behind him, and Tank Dell's best seasons are still ahead of him, that doesn't mean that right now Tank Dell is a better start than Stephon Diggs.
That's fair. Yeah.
It's just like a guy slipped, and it's like, you know, it's dynasty brain. It's like, oh, his value is not as high as it used to be. So this younger guy obviously has a higher value. And it's like, no, Stephon Diggs is still producing.
Yeah, I mean, we all agree that Diggs is the better start. I just think, yeah. You know, you're probably, I think in most cases you're playing Dell as well.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a good matchup.
It's a good matchup. Colts are, let's just say it's a good matchup and leave it there.
Yeah, that's right.
Joe Mixon, you're starting him. If anything goes wrong, if there's any bump in the road whatsoever, they're like, all right, this next drive is going to be Joe Mixon carries.
Yeah. He's my RB2 on the week.
Yeah. And it well-deserved. Who's behind him? Well, who's one? Let's just ask that question.
Kenneth Walker.
Oh, wow. So Saquon Barkley and Derrick Henry are behind Joe Mixon.
Yeah. I have them 3 and 4.
Okay, yeah, you better have. All right. What about C.J. Stroud?
He's right on the edge. I mean, he's right on that, like, Tua, Jared Goff.
Like, pulling right up a C.J. Stroud cut-up and calling it an edging compilation?
I don't like that one. Not your best.
two straight games under 200 passing yards. You didn't need to pass so much 2 weeks ago, but last week they kind of let the Packers dictate the game script. So I think that the Texans are perfectly fine letting Joe Mixon be the guy for them. So I think, yeah, CJ Stroud is like borderline.
He's fine, but I feel like he's going to get like 16 points.
Stroud or Purdy, Mike?
I go Stroud.
Walker?
Purdy.
Stroud or Mahomes?
Stroud.
Stroud or Caleb Williams?
Stroud.
Caleb.
I'm going Caleb there. Against the Commanders?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bad defense. Good.
Yeah. They're the commies. They let everybody share points equally. All right. Woo! Dalton Schultz is not getting enough targets to be a guy that you want to start.
Correct.
Yeah. No. There's a lot of guys off the waiver wire. We mentioned them. One of Will Disley, not Will Disley, Walker hates Will Disley. One of Kate Otten. Yep. Who else was available?
Jonnu, Zach Ertz, Hunter Henry.
Yeah, Hunter Henry. That's who I was trying to think of. One of those guys will be on the waiver wire in your team, in your league. Start them instead of Dalton Schultz. All right. We all have Houston winning that one, like I said. All right. Saints, Chargers. Saints are 2-5. Chargers are 3-3. Chargers, 7-point favorites. 40.5-point over-under. The, what does CH Fantasy call it? Elon Musk, NyQuil game of the week. That's this one. Saints, Chargers. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
their references are so tortured, man.
Nick Saldiveri, Cedric Wilson are out for the Saints. Derek Carr is doubtful. For the Chargers, Darius Davis, Quentin Johnston are both doubtful. Joey Bosa, DJ Chark, Will Disley, Hayden Hurst, Ladd McConkey, and Denzel Perryman are all questionable. So Walker wants to know, is Chris Olave still a weekly start?
Yeah, I'm going to throw it to Mike first. What do you think on this one?
He hasn't been good pretty much all year outside of like week 3 and 4. He's been pretty bad, actually. So I'm going to say he's not a weekly start anymore.
There was a time when the Saints offense was good. That time is gone.
Yeah.
And with it, so goes Chris Olave's fantasy value. Get him out of my face.
I think the big problem is that he's good, but there's just nobody else right now. Yeah. So teams can just take his half of the field and just say no and force, you know, Mason Tipton and Bub Means to beat them. And of course that's not going to happen.
And by his half of the field, you mean everything in front of the line of scrimmage.
Basically. Yeah, no, it's
like three guys shadowing Chris Olave and it won't matter.
I mean, if you have him in a deep league, I can understand still playing him, but I have him wide receiver 36. I would rather play Wandale.
Yep. I would too. And I said Wandale's going to get what, like 23 yards this week?
Yeah, so. You said he's going to have like 10 points.
Yeah. And I think Chris Olave would love to have 10 points this week.
Yeah. Yeah. 5 for 50 would be a good result.
Yeah, I think we would all be happy with that. All right. And the only other guy on this team worth talking about is Alvin Kamara, and you're starting him, even though he has a broken hand.
Yep. Yeah, we found that out.
Yeah, but I don't think you're starting anybody else on this team. Are we in agreement? Mike, anybody else you would want to start?
No, Kamara, and that's it.
Definitely nobody else.
Taysom Hill bullshit?
No. he's barely healthy.
Yeah, that's true. I was going to say, I feel like you should be able to do a random lottery that one player gets assigned Taysom Hill every week. And if he goes off, you get Taysom Hill bullshit points on your roster. All right, Mike, you wanted to talk about the Chargers passing game in this one.
Yeah, is Justin Herbert going to throw two or more touchdowns against the middle of the road Saints passing defense?
I do think so. I do think so, just because, hey, guess who's not good anymore? The guy coming off of Achilles injury. J.K. Dobbins, brute forcing his way to fantasy value, but he's not a quality player anymore. And I think that Jim Harbaugh will let the reins off of Justin Herbert, letting him throw the ball upwards of 26, 27 times.
Wow.
No, I mean, Herbert has 34 and 39 pass attempts in his last two games. That is something that I've been tracking ever since I saw that he went from like he was on pace to have like the most career pass attempts ever. And then he was turning into like mid-career Alex Smith, where he was only throwing the ball like 22, 23 times a game. So
those are Jared Goff numbers.
Yeah, that's downright Goffian. My favorite stat was you know, when Jared Goff went 18 for 18 and they're like, it doesn't count because it's at least 20 pass attempts to qualify for the record.
Yeah,
I knew that because Alex Smith went 18 for 19 the game before Colin Kaepernick came in, and it was the same bullshit. It was the same garbage where he's just dumping the ball. Like, okay, to be fair, Goff was 18 for 18. He earned a lot of those passes, but with Alex Smith, there was a lot of dump off garbage shit. So
me Alex Smith was dumping the ball off.
Yeah, until he got to Andy Reid, and then Andy Reid was like, unleash that shit. And Alex Smith was like, all right, man, you got it.
Yeah, Alex Smith was like, I'm loading up for these 25-yard throws, but I'm hitting them.
He's going to throw the ball 25 yards like he's a Happy Gilmore hitting a golf ball.
He's crow hopping into it.
Yeah. All right. So I think two touchdowns to Justin Herbert. One to Ladd McConkey, as Walker said.
Mm-hmm.
One to William J. Disley, baby. Let's go.
No way.
William J. Disley. The J stands for just touchdowns.
Just touchdowns, baby.
Let's go.
I think I'm going to go with one touchdown for Herbert, and it goes to McConkey.
So last week, Will Disley, 11 targets, 8 receptions, 81 yards. Walker's made their feelings known, does not trust it. Mike, what do you think?
I think, yes, I think he'll throw for 2+ touchdowns against the Saints.
Mike, completely ignoring my question. Thank you, Mike.
Will That's Disley. What I do well. Will Disley. Would he throw it to Will Disley? No, he's not going to throw it to Will Disley.
Yes.
I hope that me slamming my desk came up on Mike.
It did a little bit, yeah.
Okay. Speaking of slamming into things, I kicked.
That's time. You can say the thing.
I was going to say, I kicked an exhaust pipe today at work. Would not recommend it. Just would like to say that. I accidentally kicked it. It was under a bag that I went to kick to pick up that move. I did I did, and I just slammed my toe into the muffler. So let's go. All right. Let's talk Billiams versus the Seahawks. Bills are 5-2. Seahawks are 4-3. Buffalo 3-point favorites, 46.5-point over under. Bills will be without Terrell Bernard, Dwayne Carter, and Curtis Samuel. Darrington Evans is doubtful. Doubtful that Darrington Evans is still an NFL player. Abraham Lucas is out for the Seahawks. DK Metcalf, Cameron Young are both doubtful. Trey Brown, Mike Morris, and Nehemiah Pritchett are questionable, as is George Fant. This is Walker's game of the week. Mike, is Amari Cooper going to be a top 15 wide receiver this week?
I think so, yes. I think he will. He's going to score a touchdown, and it's 6 receptions for 81 yards.
6 receptions for 81 yards?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, let's be clear here. Look at the wide receivers in that room. He is far and away the best one. So yeah. I think 6 for 81 is that's a nice floor. I think it's going to be a huge game for him. I'm thinking 100 yards and a touchdown for Amari Cooper.
Really? Okay. Amari Cooper is Jeff Crisco's flag plant of the week.
Of the week.
I'm going Amari Cooper as just a wide receiver 2. Solid. He'll get you 15, 16 points.
10 points, 15 points?
Yeah, 15 points. I'll take that. I think that's it. You're not going to regret starting him, but top 15, I would tend to say no.
Walker says you're going to like the way he plays. I guarantee it.
I guarantee it, but you're not going to love it. You're going to like it, though.
Okay, so not McDonald's start of the week.
No.
Men's Warehouse, McDonald's, please come for us. We will take your sponsorship.
McDonald's start of the week. What is going to be my McDonald's start of the week? I got to figure that out.
Ignore the part where we said that you get Mick groans after you eat McDonald's. Ignore that part.
Only listen to this part.
Yeah. It's good. It's they've got burgers.
It does not have E. coli.
It does not have E. coli. What they said, only onions on specific burgers had E. coli, because I guess there are two types of onions come from different places.
Yes.
All right. The kind of market chain that are kind of purchasing chain that only makes sense when you're McDonald's. All right. James Cook. Been struggling a little bit recently, but we're still starting him, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Josh Allen is a must start. Dalton Kincaid, king of the bozos. What are we doing with Dalton Kincaid? Dalton Kincaid or Kate Otten?
Kate Otten.
Kincaid. I don't like him very much, but with Cooper taking some of the attention and the linebackers for Seattle have been bad this season. Ernest Jones doesn't have a whole lot of time to acclimate here. I I just feel like it's going to be a game where Kincaid racks up catches. Seattle's been pretty bad against tight ends this season, so I think this is going to be a good game for him. He'll right. probably fall quite a ways back down my rankings next week.
It's going to be my psych bitch game of the week where it's Dawson Knox again.
Yeah.
All right. And then Josh Allen, you're starting him. And that's everybody. Keon Coleman, wide receiver 4.
I think Shakir is like a low end wide receiver 3.
Oh, yeah.
Mid-tier wide receiver 3.
I think Shakir is a rock solid PPR option this week. In PPR, are we doing Shakir or Wandale?
Give me Shakir.
I agree. Mike? Shakir or Wandale in PPR?
Right. I'm going to go Wandale.
Wandale? Okay. I think Shakir. Shakir or, let's do this real quick, Shakir or Keenan Allen at Washington?
Keenan.
Keenan has not been good at all this year.
He scored no points last week.
Yeah, easily so.
Yes.
I'm gonna go Shakir.
Shakir or Courtland Sutton.
Shakir.
Sutton.
Shakir or Calvin Ridley.
Oh, Shakir. Ooh,
Shakir. Yeah.
Good luck to
Calvin Ridley. Calvin Ridley locked up by Terrion Arnold.
Woo! Brian Branch coming in for good measure.
One interception, Brian Branch for Jeff.
Yeah, thank you. I need a Brian Branch pick, please. And Brian Branch, please, all the way to the end zone this week, please. None of this running out of juice on the 5-yard line.
He scored. It was just ruled out of bounds.
Oh, that's right. That's what it was. God bless it. All right. Khalil Shakir, or that's what it was. I remember my heart being ripped out. That's all I remember.
Yeah.
Khalil Shakir or Jerry Jeudy.
Oh, God. Shakir. Don't play Jerry Jeudy.
All right. Khalil Shakir or Jaxon Smith-Njigba. My question this week, and I'm going to be clear here, this is more of a plea. This is more, will JSN finally be useful without DK Metcalf this week?
Yes.
I think so too. Yeah.
Useful, yes. Do I think he's going to have like a blow up game? No, not against Buffalo. But I could easily see like 10 targets, 7 catches, 68 yards.
Oh God, I would need that. I need that so bad.
Like, and I think that's going to be like, you know, fringe wide receiver too.
Okay. Mike, we'll start with you. JSN or Chris Olave, who we just talked about. I think pretty clear here.
Yeah, JSN.
JSN or his teammate, Tyler Lockett.
I think Tyler Lockett.
Give me JSN.
Okay. JSN or Xavier Worthy at Vegas.
Ugh, I'm not playing Xavier Worthy.
Yeah, me neither.
Have you considered that he's the wide receiver 2 there now? Have you considered that? That he's even further down the ranks. All right, JSN or last one. Darnell Mooney.
I'd go Mooney.
Yeah, I might go Mooney myself.
All right, Moon's over Miami. Let's go. All right, we all got the Buffalo Bills winning this one. Me more out of necessity than anything else. All right. Ooh boy, let's get through this game real quick. Panthers 1-6 at Broncos 4-3. 10-point spread here. Denver 10-point favorites. 41.5-point over under. For the Panthers. This is the longest injury list I have ever seen, so please.
Yeah, I noticed that.
The following players will not be playing. Deontay Johnson, Nick Scott, Jordan Fuller, Adam Thielen, DJ Wanham, Jamie Robinson, great name, Andy Dalton, are all out. Andy Dalton is questionable, but he's not playing. Dane Jackson, Jonathan Brooks, doubtful. A'shaun Robinson, Claudin Cherilis, Josie Jewell, Taylor Motton, Josh Nyman, Tommy Tremble, Jadeveon Clowney, Jaden Crumity, and Sam Franklin, all questionable. Walker, did we use all 5 minutes on that? All right. PJ Locke is doubtful for the Broncos, but it doesn't matter. Alex Palczewski is questionable. Chuba Hubbard free space spot here for the Panthers. Are we starting Chuba?
Yeah, I think so.
I think there's going to be a player out of this team that's going to do good. And I might as well, the only one I can think of is Chuba Hubbard because everybody else is hurt.
statistically, they should probably score a touchdown. And I think the most likely person to do that is probably Chuba.
We're going with a 22 carries for 67 yards and a touchdown. Four catches for 8 yards.
75% Mixon. Nah, that's more of a 60%
Mixon. 69%
Mixon. Woo, let's go.
69.
All right, let's talk about the Broncos. Is Bo Nix a sneaky top 10 play? The boy never stops running.
He's not a top 10 play, no.
Is he a sneaky top 10 play?
Maybe.
I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you both this right now. Mike, I know you don't get in it. Walker, I don't think you can because of Michigan gambling laws.
No, it wasn't. It's not. It's something weird. I it won't let me create a new account.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You had it under an old email, whatever. The weekly, I'm saying it right now, the weekly Gambletown DraftKings lineup, my quarterback is Bo Nix, baby.
Are you pairing him with a Cortland Sutton?
I'm going naked Bo Nix.
Naked Bo Nix. God damn.
Yeah, that's right. Just naked Bo Nix. Let's go. Just me and Bo Chapman Nix against the world.
I think in two quarterback leagues, you're definitely playing him. In one quarterback leagues, you can stream him. I'm actually doing it in my home league.
Yes.
I'm playing him over Dak Prescott.
Since they unleashed the bow, he's averaging 9.5 points from rushing per game.
Dang.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a game where he doesn't really need to air it out much.
Yeah.
So he only throws like 18 passes, but he runs for 50 yards and accounts for 2 touchdowns. So he ends up scoring 16, 17 points.
You know who probably will outscore him in this game, though?
Javonte Williams.
Javonte Williams, 2 touchdowns, 115 rushing total yards.
Yeah, Williams is a good play this week.
Yeah. All right, Mike, anybody? Cortland Sutton, how do we feel about him, Mike?
He sucks.
Okay. Thank you, Mike.
Jesus.
just a dispatch from Mike on in the field. He sucks. All right, back to you. Ideally, I don't want to start Cortland Sutton, but since I'm calling for Bo Nix, I would say Cortland Sutton, top 36, I guess.
Yeah, I have him at 33.
And then that's it. Those are the three guys you can play.
Yep, correct. Get it, Lucas Kroll, fuck off.
Get out of here, Troy Franklin.
No, thank you.
Marvin Mims Jr.
I was going to say, Shane's going to be like Marvin Mims.
Jeff's going to be like Marvin Mims?
No.
When I was watching the Thursday night football game and there was a hideous drop, and I was looking away and I looked back and I was like, who is that fucko? That was such an easy catch. And it was Marvin Mims Jr. And I was like, no, my boy, what are you doing?
Don't do that.
He blew it, man. He really blew it.
Oh, man. All right.
So did Sean Payton. But, man, it everybody blew it.
Yeah. A big Lil Jordan Humphrey game this week. All right. We all got Denver winning.
More like Big Jordan Humphrey.
More like Big Jordan Humphrey. Let's go. Chiefs 6-0. They travel to Las Vegas to play the Raiders, who are 2-5. KC 10-point favorites, 41.5 point over under. I'm going to give you a big piece of advice this week, Antonio Pierce. Just forfeit. You guys talk. You guys talk so much shit, and you're so bad. You guys are going to get blown out of the water. Sorry, guys. KC could double this spread.
Yeah, they could.
Michael Dana and Juju Smith-Schuster are both out for the Chiefs. Dylan Parham is out for the Raiders. Harrison Bryant, Tommy Eichenberg, Kanai Mauga, and Jacoby Myers are all questionable. Of course, no AOC in this one. They're going back to Gardner Minshew. But what I want to know is, how does Duke Hopkins change the offense's dynamics? We talked last week about how Noah Gray led the team in receiving yards, and about how Travis Kelce and Xavier Worthy were tied at fourth with 17. They asked Andy Reid if they were going to like ease him in slowly. And he's basically like, why would I do that? He's DeAndre Hopkins. We traded for him for a reason. So what I really want to know is, how does Nuke Hopkins change the offense's dynamics? Because Nuke Hopkins is kind of like, at this point in his career, he's in the line of receivers that are like Rashee Rice is on the young end of it, where it's just like, hey, I'm just going to go out here. I'm going to find a hole in the defense 6, 7, 8, 9 yards out. I'm going to catch the ball. after that, who knows what's going to happen? Probably going to fall down, but I'm going to go out there, catch the ball. So I want to know how Nuke Hopkins changes the offense's dynamics. So that's not really one that we can build off of. That's just what I want to see. But my real question is Kareem Hunt a must start this week against the Raiders?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
I agree. Travis Kelce, bad week last week. We talked about this. Is he a smoke him if you got him, player? You're living Raider, and dying with
against
Travis
the Raiders. I'll play him.
Yeah, that's pretty much how I feel too.
You're in a one person, one tight end league. Are you starting Travis Kelce or Brock Bowers?
Bowers.
Okay. Are you starting any of the wide receivers on the Chiefs? Are you starting Nuke Hopkins in his first game?
I think he's a wide receiver three play.
And I think,
yeah, depends how desperate you are.
Yeah. If you're, what if you had Brandon Ayuk, Mike Evans, and Chris Godwin on the team?
Then you should play him.
Then you are in trouble. All right.
You should play him, and you should go pick up like DeMario Douglas or Josh Palmer or some shit.
Yeah, Pop Douglas is going to have a classic Jacoby Myers game this week. We didn't talk about him.
Damn, I'm feeling like Jacoby Myers.
I'm feeling like Jacoby Myers 3 years ago. Damn, I'm feeling like time-shifted Jacoby Myers.
I'm feeling like past Jacoby Myers.
All right. The Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, it's well-trod territory at this point. He hasn't been a top 12 quarterback this season in a single game.
Yeah, so, Patrick Mahomes can fuck off. I'm sorry. I'm not dealing with this anymore. Don't play him.
Damn. Yeah. Watch out. Taylor Swift's going to write a song about you.
Taylor Swift has no idea who I am, and let's keep it that way.
All right. Well, next week's guest is scrapped. So, all right.
Damn it, Walker.
Fine.
Hey, you guys can do it. I'll go do something else.
Okay. Taylor Swift, third on the mic. Taylor Swift, how do you feel about Mick Groans? Mick Groans going next to Joey Blunt in the name Hall of Fame. All right, Mike wants to know, is there anyone we can start in the matchup on the Raider side? Brock Bowers, next question.
That's about it.
Alexander Mattison has been the lead back in this, but I don't think he's better than like running back 25.
Oh, where do I have him? Running back 34.
Jesus Christ, even worse than I thought. All right. So the only person you want to start for the Raiders is Brock Bowers. Are we all in agreement there?
Yep.
Yeah.
What about, damn, I'm feeling like regular Jacoby Myers.
Regular Jacoby Myers.
Damn, just again, somehow Chiefs Raiders became the bits game of the week. No, I don't want to play Jacoby Myers.
I don't either. All right. Let's go to, we all got the Chiefs winning. Let's go to Bears Commanders. Bears are 4-2. Commanders are 5-2. Chicago.
Jeff, what did you even say to make me laugh so hard? I can't even remember.
Taylor Swift, how do you feel about Mick Groans?
Okay. All right. All right. I can control myself. Yeah.
Walker had to hear it again to like turn it back off. To be like, that was good.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I had to close the loop.
Yeah. All right. Bears are 4-2. Commanders are 5-2. Chicago 3-point favorites. 43.5 point over under. Jaquan Brisker and Kyler Gordon are out for the Bears in this one. Larry Borum, Travis Homer, and Jacob Martin are questionable. For the Commanders, Brandon Coleman is out and Jaden Daniels is questionable with a ribs injury. It's a 125 game. It was originally a 10 a.m. game, but we honestly should know beforehand if he's going to be playing or not. If you have Jaden Daniels, are you holding out hope knowing that your only pivots are Daniel Jones or Russell Wilson or Marcus Mariota?
Yeah, I mean, if Russ is available, I think you hold out because I think Russ against the Giants you can get away with. If he's not and you have to go to Mariota, I guess at that point you're stuck, but I mean, I don't know if I'd wait it out if my only other option was Mariota.
Okay, Mike, what do you think?
What's the question again?
The question is with Jaden Daniels questionable with his ribs injury and your only pivots being Marcus Mariota, Daniel Jones, or Russell Wilson, are you holding out for Jaden Daniels, or are you going to try to start somebody else this week?
Yeah, I'd probably try to start someone else. I don't think Jaden Daniels is going to play.
Okay, so Mike's avoiding that. entirely.
Go get Bo Nix, according to Jeff.
Bo Nix.
Get the Nix.
Actually, that's true. Bo Nix is a valid pivot this week.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
Bo Nix. Let's go.
Bo Nix pivot of the week.
That's right. 100%, we're 100% guaranteed locked and loaded pivot of the week. Damn, I'm feeling like Hakeem Olajuwon in the post.
Damn, I'm feeling like the guy from Friends.
That would be Ross, a.k.a. paleontologist Jacoby Myers.
No, don't. Ross sucks. Don't lump him in with Jacoby Myers.
Wow. Ross does suck, which is horrible because everybody's like, you're Ross. I'm like, don't say that. That's awful. Why would you say that to a man? All right.
You're not any of those weird characters, Jeff.
Yes. Could I be any less of those characters? Fun fact, I've watched Friends probably 11 times, none of them of my own volition.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yep, that's what happens when you have been married to a white woman for a long time.
Nice.
All right, Walker, you want to know about... we're not going to talk about this because he's already broken out. He's the best wide receiver in the NFL.
Yeah.
When will Rome Odunze break out?
Yeah, I mean, this seems like on paper it's a pretty good situation. Washington defense bad against the pass. But it's been, you know, Keenan Allen had a couple touchdowns last week. DJ Moore's been, you know, consistently running ahead in terms of targets. Odunze looks good out there. He seems like he's running good routes. He seems like he's getting open relatively well. He's not, you know, he does not have a big problem with drops or anything. I don't really know what's stopping him from producing. It's just not quite clicking yet. I feel like it's going to at some point. It's just, I don't know how you trust it right now.
I kind of feel like it's a Caleb Williams, like, comfort zone thing.
Sure. Because
it's like Keenan Allen's, what, a top 10 receiver of the last decade. DJ Moore is one of the better young-ish wide receivers in the NFL. And then you have Rome Odunze, who's a rookie, who's learning like Caleb is. And, you know, it's not as like, oh, I know that he will be open. Like, I know Keenan Allen will be open, and I know DJ Moore will be open. But I don't know what you're talking about. Rome Odunze had 90 yards over the last 3 weeks combined.
Yeah, that's not good.
Is that good? So, I mean, it hasn't been good out there for my wide receiver 19 preseason. Jeff going out on a limb.
And that limb immediately breaking.
And I hit every single branch on the way down. So,
ow.
I mean, if there was a game I had to pinpoint, this would be one of them. Just because, as you said, the Commanders' defense is very bad. But why is this not giving me their upcoming schedule? But I'm trying to see. Let's see. Commanders, then Cardinals next week. Patriots, Packers, Vikings, Lions, Niners, Vikings, Lions, Seahawks. I'm going to go week 17 against the Seahawks. That's his breakout.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think that'd be really funny if you got all the way to the championship without playing Rome Odunze once, and then you just fire him up in your flex in week 17 and win the championship.
Yeah, he scores like 22 PPR points.
It's Odunze in this matchup, he seems like he screams like three catches for 81 yards. And everybody gets really excited about it, but it doesn't actually do a whole lot for you.
See, I feel like it's more like, I think a few more catches and fewer yards.
I don't know. I think he'll get downfield once on these guys.
Okay. It'll be like on the first drive. Rome Odunze will have like a 55-yard catch.
It's like a 44-yard down the sideline play, and then his two other catches go for, you know, just like 10 yard normal.
A routes. Screen and
a little out route.
Yeah, a little out route to give him third and two.
Because Caleb Williams got sacked.
Yeah. All right. By the way, it's 2-2 in the bottom of the ninth, so we need to hurry this up. All right. Elsewhere on the Bears, you're starting DJ Moore. Caleb Williams, I think we've been talking around it. He's like, seems to be like a top 8 guy this week.
I have him at 10.
10. Mike?
8 to 10 sounds good.
Okay. 8 to 10. What is this, when I fall asleep in the chair? All right. Yeah,
it's getting old.
I'm an old man. I fell asleep in the second quarter last night, which was at like 5:45. DeAndre Swift, has DeAndre Swift moved into must start territory? He's all of a sudden very, very good.
Must start might be a little strong, but almost assuredly, yeah.
I mean, they call me Jeff a little strong Crisco, so.
Oh, okay.
As I'm kissing my biceps. What about Cole Kmet?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. I agree with Cole Kmet. Keenan Allen is a wide receiver 3.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. 3 or 4.
Keenan Allen or Terry McLaurin on the other side?
McLaurin.
Keenan Allen or Ricky Pearsall, who we haven't mentioned yet, who's probably
Keenan Allen.
Mike?
I'm going to go with Pearsall.
Yes!
Jesus. This is going to be Mike. This is going to be Mike's obscenely weird correct call of the week.
No, it can't be because I'm agreeing with him. It's Yak Miller time, baby. We'll get to that in a second. All right, so the Commanders. Mike, your question was about Brian Robinson, though.
Yeah, top 20 for Robinson?
No.
No, I don't think so. I don't think there's going to be...
Not against Chicago. I don't think he's going to score multiple touchdowns. I don't think he's going to be efficient.
Yeah, it's just the path forward just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Bears are too good. It's like maybe he'll get like a rushing touchdown to bring the score, you know, to like 28-20 in the fourth quarter, and then that's like the majority of what he does. So we're not feeling great about Brian Robinson, so I assume we don't feel great about
Austin. Mike, what do you think?
Oh, yeah, about your own question.
I think I had him down as RB22.
Hey, same as me.
Oh, okay. All right, so RB22 then. What about Zach Ertz?
Yes.
I think you can find a better option.
Okay. And then we kind of mentioned it. You probably don't want to stick around for Jaden Daniels, but if he does play, I don't think he's in the top 12 this week, even if he plays.
Oh, I think he runs enough that he has to be.
I mean, with the ribs injury, though, that's the thing.
I still think he's going to run. I just think he'll be more careful.
Okay, Mike, what do you think?
What's the question again?
If Daniels plays, are you playing him?
If Daniels plays, will I play him? Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, all righty. Let's talk Sunday Night Football. Cowboys at Niners. Cowboys are 3-3. Niners are 3-4. Niners 4-point home favorites. 45.5-point over under. Injuries in this one: Daron Bland, Micah Parsons, Jordan Phillips, John Stevens are all out. Thank God Micah Parsons is still out. Nick Vigil, Kalen Carson, and Eric Kendricks are questionable. For the Niners, Kevin Givens, Juwan Jennings, and Jake Moody are out. George Kittle, George Odom, D'Amador Lenore, and Debo Samuel are questionable. So, Walker, you want to know about the Cowboys passing game, and in specific, Dak Prescott.
Yeah, are we just going to write him off this week, leave him on the bench, wait until the schedule gets better?
I mean, this week I would probably stay away from him. Just the Niners have his number. That's the long and short of it. The Niners have Dak Prescott's number. So I would stay away from him most definitely this week.
Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree. Whenever he's facing the 49ers, he hasn't been good anyways, but I think that trend will continue, especially against the 49ers.
Yeah, I mean, I have him at quarterback 18, so not excited to start him.
Yeah, you're starting CeeDee Lamb. Are you starting anybody else on the Cowboys this week?
I think Ferguson's still a decent start.
Okay. Mike?
As far as I'll go, it's Ferguson.
What about Ezekiel Elliott?
No.
I think Rico Dudu is a decent volume play, but as like a flex guy. Yeah.
RB27 for me. I mean, I would probably play him over like Chris Olave.
Okay.
But I wouldn't play him over like Zay Flowers.
Okay, Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm avoiding that situation altogether.
Just wiping your hands of it entirely?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so it sounds like CeeDee Lamb is the only guy we feel good about. Jake Ferguson is an okay play. My question is, does Yak Miller, a.k.a. Ricky Pearsall, have his breakout game for this shattered wide receiver core? Wide receiver core that had Jacob Cowing, Chris Conley, Ricky Pearsall, all out there in the fourth quarter last week.
I just say no, because I think, well, first off, I think Kittle and Samuel will dominate targets for the most part. And I think the rest of the targets will be too spread out between too many guys for Pearsall to truly break out. I think he'll probably look pretty good, but he'll get like four targets and Cowing will get three and Conley will get two and Ronnie Bell will get one. And that's how they distribute all of those.
Yick. Ronnie Bell. I forgot about Ronnie Bell. Disgusting.
I forgot about Ronnie Bell.
I more protected my brain against remembering Ronnie Bell. So yeah, I think, let's do this. Jordan Mason, start.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
George Kittle, must start.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
He's tight end one.
Yeah. He's everybody's like tight end so bad. It's like, well, except for one guy.
Well, and Brock Bowers.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Except for two guys.
Two guys. Yep.
Yeah. Deebo Samuel, top end running or wide receiver two.
I think he's a wide receiver one.
Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I think he's more wide receiver like 14 or 15, so I would say wide receiver two.
Sounds good. And then Brock Squirty, what are we doing? Is Brock Squirty bouncing back? Is he startable? Or are we going to try to stay away from him this week?
I mean, I don't trust Dallas's defense at all. I think you can play him.
Okay, Mike, what do you think?
How are they against the quarterback, the Cowboys? I'm not sure.
I mean, I know they gave up 47 points to the Lions.
Damn.
Walker's like, is that good? Fantasy points allowed to opposing quarterbacks on the season, Cowboys are obviously depends on 4 6-point passing touchdowns, but they are top 10 in both.
Yeah, so I'm going to go yes with Brock Purdy.
Okay, so Mike's in on Brock Squirty. I think Brock Squirty is tentatively a back-end quarterback one. So, all right, let's anybody else in this game worth talking about?
Yeah, let's get it. Let's go deep on Isaac Garendo. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah,
Giants Rendo. Are 2-5. Steelers are 5-2. We all have the Niners winning that one. Pittsburgh 6.5-point favorites at home. 36.5-point over under. Saving the worst for last. No official injury report for this one, but Brian Burns did not practice Friday and is likely not playing. Cordarrelle Patterson was limited in practice, but is trending towards playing. Walker, you want to know about the Giants running back room. So this is where we said today we're going to spend 15 minutes on Tyrone Tracy.
Yeah, are we just going to avoid the running back room entirely until we really figure out how it's going to settle?
Yes, I'm not trusting anybody on the team except for Malik Nabers. I'm not playing anybody on the team except for Malik Nabers and Wandale in PPR.
Yeah, I honestly, I agree with you. I mean, Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree. It's too much of a misnomer of who's going to be who. Or is it going to be Singletary? Is it going to be Tracy? I don't like it at all.
Yeah, so I think we all agree. Malik Nabers is the only one you trust. And Wandale, you'll play in PPR.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, are you in agreement?
Yes, I am.
All right, sounds good. So let's move on to the Steelers. Mike, you wanted to talk about another running back room.
Yeah, is Najee Harris top 24?
Against the
Giants are not actually bad against the run.
Yeah, the Giants front four or their front seven actually is pretty strong.
So, yeah, they just got, I think it was just mostly the Saquon revenge game.
That obliterated them? Yeah.
Right. I I don't know. I mean, offensive line's okay. For Pittsburgh, it's not great. I think Harris will probably volume his way to a decent week, but I don't think I would say top 24, no.
I think, yeah, I kind of think he will be top 24. I'm seeing like four catches, like 92 total yards and a touchdown. Like, it's nothing's impressive about it, but he'll just kind of volume his way to a top 24 and he'll get that score. Cause it's like Jalen Warren's not doing anything. So.
Yeah, I suppose I have him at 26.
Okay. How are we feeling about Russ in this game?
I like him. I mean, the Giants are vulnerable through the air. He's going to, you know, he's shown a willingness to run a little bit. He has shown a willingness to throw the ball down the field. So I like it.
So, I think Russ is a decent, like, top 15 guy. I'm not, like, trusting him higher than that this week with everybody starting, but or with everybody playing. But thank God we found this kind of guy for bye weeks.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so sorry, I just perked up. Jazz Chisholm just stole third with nobody even trying to stop him in the top of the 10th inning with runners on first and second, one out. So, all right. Pat Freiermuth. We haven't said his name once this episode. We've talked about basically every other tight end. Where does he slot in for you this week, Walker?
Tight end 19.
Tight end 19, so not trusting him at all. Mike, you feeling that? Not trusting him at all as well?
I don't know. I would say tight. I like him a little better. I'd say tight end 14.
Tight end 14. Okay.
Yeah.
I'd probably split the difference. Say like 16, 17, but that's like, we're all saying you probably don't want to start him this week.
Yeah,
he's definitely off the start list.
All right. What about George Pickens?
Yes, I think you play him.
Okay. All right. Tommy Edman just fumbled an easy double play ball. All right. Is that it for the Steelers?
Yeah, I don't play Jalen Warren.
All right. Is that it? Yeah, don't play Jalen Warren. Don't do that to yourself. Is that it for week 8?
Week 8 previewed.
All done. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. We will be back next week with new digs because I'm sending this episode to McDonald's. I'm sending it to Ronald personally, and he will be sponsoring us. So for Mike and Walker, this is Jeff. Thanks for listening. Take care and have a good one.
Bye.
McGrones.